The last of the six Nedar of Mishnayos, Seder Taros, is an unusually methodical, organized Seder. And the first thing that strikes you in terms of the organization is the way it begins. Unlike the other Sedarim of Mishnayos, the first chapter of the first Masechet doesn't just jump into whatever the specifics are, in that case, Masechet Kelim, but instead the opening chapter is really an introduction to the whole Seder. The opening chapter of Masechet Kelim, the opening chapter of Seder Taros, presents two lists. First, a list of the various sources of tumah, the various avos ha-tumah, which form one of the focal points of what the entire Seder is about. And then the Mishnayos pair that with a list of levels of kedusha, working from the bottom up. Mishnayos talk about the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and then you keep stepping up, the kedusha of Yerushalayim, the kedusha of Har HaBayis, and so on and so forth, finally climaxing with the pinnacle, the kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Rambam spends the first three chapters of his opening of the halachas of Karbanos, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, dedicated to how Jews can go about building the Beis HaMikdash. The structure, the furniture, all the rules for how you fulfill the mitzvah of Asu LeMikdash, the mitzvah which is the focus of this week's Sedra. In the fourth chapter, he turns his attention from the specifics of the mitzvah implementation, building the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kedusha that fills the Beis HaMikdash. And it's interesting that the Rambam reverses the order. Rather than starting from the bottom level, working his way up, he starts very dramatically from the center point. He begins with the Aron that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the space where the Aron was, and then works his way down, beginning from the pinnacle, working his way down. And the Rambam's choice to begin from Kodesh HaKadoshim, and specifically to begin the discussion of Kedusha Beis HaMikdash from the Aron Luchos, the Salvation developed that a theme. He saw that as an example of where the Rambam saw the source of the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam began the discussion of Kedusha Beis HaMikdash with the Aron because he saw that Kedusha was rooted specifically in the presence of Luchos. The Rambam actually goes on to say, in the first Beis HaMikdash, Luchos were above ground in the Aron. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they were not visible, as we know from the Kohanim Gedolim, who would go in every Yom Kippur. Second base of the Mishnah, you can never see the luchos. The Rambam said that's because the luchos had already been hidden for safekeeping down in the basements. They were not taken, they weren't captured with the fall of the first base of the Mishnah, the sack by the Babylonians. So the Rav saw in the way the Rambam prioritizes and centers the discussion of Kedusha around those luchos, whether above ground or below ground, as reflecting the luchos, the Torah, as the source of Kedusha. Rav Shechter has a beautiful essay in Eretz HaTzvi, number 12, Simeon Beis, where he weaves together threads from various shiurim of the Rav over the years in different contexts, different topics. And that's an example of a larger theme, that Kedusha in general tends to be rooted in Torah. Kedusha is rooted in connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Torah is the primary conduit in Olam Hazeh for our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as such, so many different Kedushas, Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas HaMikdash, are three of the examples of Kedushas which ultimately are rooted in Torah. And while he broadens to this idea to think of many types of Kedusha, he also narrows it in a way that speaks specifically to us. We have not been Zocha to Beis HaMikdash in many, many centuries. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. But there's maybe a reflection of the idea right now, right here. Because there's a vigorous debate amongst Rishonim, beginning of the last parak of Maseches Megillah, to understand the status of a Beis HaKnesses. Mishnayos talk about the limitations, the respect you're supposed to have for Beis HaKnesses, the limitations in terms of how you dispose of a Beis HaKnesses. And the Rishonim debate, well, where does that come from? What's the status of a shul? Is it mitzvah? Is it tashmishe kedusha? Is it an item used for a mitzvah, like an esrog, like a lulav, like a shofar? A shul is used for davening? Or is it somehow tashmishe kedusha? Now, typically, tashmishe kedusha are, say, for Torah, tefillah, and mezuzah, are items that are connected to ksav shel Torah. And the question is, where would the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses come from in a permanent fashion? And the Rav suggested and pointed out that as you study the way the Rambam describes the layout of a Beis HaKnesses, there's striking resemblance and striking parallels to the way the Rambam describes Beis HaMikdash. And it seems that the way Beis HaKnesses is structured is meant to reflect the Beis HaMikdash, reflecting what the Gemara points to, the Pasuk in Yechezkel, that a Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Ma'at. That's not just a turn of phrase, that's a halachic concept. In many ways, a Beis HaKnesses is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. The structure, the Aron, the bima and so forth reflect the structure, architecture of Beis HaMikdash, and perhaps in terms of its essence as well, the Kedusha, if there is a permanent sense of Kedusha, if Beis HaKnesses is the Tashrish Kedusha, perhaps it reflects in that way as well a Beis HaMikdash, because the Kedusha in that case of the Beis HaKnesses is rooted in the Sefer Torah Sheba Aron much in the same way as the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash is rooted in the Luchos that were in the Aron HaBris in the Kodesh HaKadosh. It changes the way we think about Beis HaKnesses. It can change the way we appreciate the opportunity to daven in Beis HaKnesses in a place that is truly, profoundly, a Mikdash Ma'at. And it sheds light as well, the opening of this week's Sedra, when the Torah immediately follows the Asuli Mikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command to us to create a place of Kedusha with Va'asa Aron Atzei Shitim, because the Aron, the Torah, was a source of the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, and it could be the source of Kedusha in our lives, in this room, and in our lives throughout as well.